The Candyman loves when the children line up to receive their lollipops. One by one, as their turn comes, with their sweet voices, "Please, can I have my lollipop?" And as he hands each child the treat, they can hear their parents saying, "And now, what do you say?" And the child responds, "Thank you," and quickly dashes off to enjoy. There's one child that the Candyman really loves. This one child comes back 10 minutes later, after all the other children have finished their lollipops and are busy playing. This child comes back and tugs the Candyman on his pant leg. Says, "Mr. Candyman, thank you for my lollipop. I really liked it." Torah says, "V'achalta v'savata." You will eat and you will be satisfied. Hunger pangs will be taken care of. You will have no longer any needs. And then the Torah says, "Uveirachta as Hashem alokecha." Then you will bless Hashem your God. And the Torah is particular. It doesn't require us to thank Hashem for our food before we eat. The Torah only wants us to thank Him after we eat, when our needs have been satisfied, we're no longer hungry. Then the Torah demands, but hang on to that feeling of gratitude. Remember the feeling of hunger that you had, and appreciate that you're now full, and now, without any needs, thank me. And that's a beautiful lesson to teach our children. To teach them to be able to say a thank you, not just when the need is still in front of them, and they're still holding the lollipop in their hand, but to be able to say a thank you even after they've finished it. They've consumed the lollipop, to still remember to say a thank you. And it, of course, starts at our own dinner tables, where we can train our children to say thank yous after the meal is over. They've already run off to play, but to bring them back and remind them to thank Mommy for what she did to be able to provide the meal. Sometimes they'll receive a gift as they get older from grandparents or other family members for a graduation or for a birthday. They'll receive money. And we're very good at that point in making sure that they call their grandparents to thank them for the check that they received. But we can train them that after they spent the money, a week, 2 weeks, a month later, they have the new outfit, they bought whatever they bought, then to remember to pick up the phone again and to call their grandparent and to say, "It's done. I enjoyed. Thank you so much for giving me that opportunity." Or at the end of a summer, to write a thank you note to their counselors, to thank them for what they provided them. To learn to be able to say thank you, not just when the need is in front of them, but after they've received it, but to be able to remember what they got. That's an attitude that the Torah wants us to instill in ourselves and in our children. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.